It is always a fabulous morning when we hear Annie Dugan on the end of the line. Good morning there, sunshine. All right.
Isn't that beautiful? Whoop.
There you go. Got you back. Oh. Got you back. Sorry. My bad. It's Monday.
Hello.
Annie, good morning. It's really good
morning,
to
Lisa.
Have you on the line, and it's even better when we can hear you talk.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to talk a lot about art this morning because there is a lot of art in the Northland because we are blessed with amazing artists and amazing folks who go and see art. This Tuesday at UMD, it's the UMD Student Art Show from 12 to 8 p.m. at the Tweed Museum of Art. This is an annual exhibition that is juried. They bring in jurors from around the state, some pretty amazing ones this year. Chris Monroe, I think you've heard of her. She is an incredible artist, an amazing person in our community who really, I think, chronicles sort of some of our lives in the Northland and sort of the feeling of living around these parts, as well as Melanie Walby. She is a designer at Pollen Midwest, which is a really amazing design nonprofit that's based in the cities, and they do some really important work. And so the two of those folks are the jurors for this annual exhibition, and it's a really wonderful way of seeing the kind of strength and talent that is coming out of the School of Fine Arts at UMD. There's some just dynamo professors and some dynamo students, and it's really fun to see the kind of work that, the kind of things that they're thinking about and how they're working through that process. So that is Tuesday from 12 to 8 p.m., Thursday, speaking of students, Thursday at Beaners is the 2019 Hermantown High School Art Show, and Rob Quisling is the phenomenal art instructor there, but there are also some really driven students. We got to work with Eileen Colmey from Hermantown. She is a student there through the University of Wisconsin-Superior Student Art Show, and she just is a force of nature. The title of the show that they came up with is The Illusion of Control. So all these students decided, you know, we're not going to just make art. We're going to come up with a theme and explore that theme through our artwork. So they are looking at sort of this perception of control. And certainly I think it's a timely idea for students who are on the cusp of adulthood and figuring out sort of, you know, what they can do, what they can't do, and how they're going to do it and how they're going to be in this world. So Eileen Colmey does have work. Jaden Peace, Sophie Peterson, Reed Randa, Liz Walcott, Amanda Lawless, Gabby Johnson, and Adu Peterson all have just really stunning works. They've worked through paint, they've worked through photography, they've worked through collage, so definitely check that out at Beaners this Thursday. Then Friday is a really special opening at the Duluth Folk School. The Duluth Folk School is just one of the most comfortable places to go and be. It is a space for individuals, for families, for everyone. And this Friday from 6 to 8, there'll be an opening with the two sisters, Allison Owney and Kirsten Owney. They are artists in our community who are they're doing stunning work. They just showed in Chicago at the Swedish American Museum in Chicago. And the title of the exhibition is Bloom Alike, Flower Happiness, which to me is exactly what we all want right now. We see the snow receding inch by inch, and we just are waiting for things to burst, and they will burst. On Friday, Kirsten does these large-scale textile pieces that investigate pattern and color. She brings in elements of the natural world as well as her own wonderful imagination. And Allison Owney does large-scale mixed-media paintings that for these particular ones, she's going to explore flowers, and she includes Nordic folk art, symbolic decorative designs. The two, you know, are doing work that is quite different, but seeing the work together is really fun. It's just pure joy, and that is this Friday, 6 to 8 at the Folk School. There's also a closing at Prove Galley for the successful WTF exhibition. So it's your last opportunity on Friday to see that. So you can do a double whammy on Friday with the Blue Malaika and the WTF closing. That stands for What the Feminist, just in case folks are thinking I am saying something else. And then Saturday, if folks want to take a little bit of a jaunt outside the Duluth city limits, there's an exhibition in Cloquet at the Encore Performing Arts Center. It is the Arrowhead Art Club. They have been going strong for quite some time. Folks like Sue Chapin Brown, who is an art instructor. She's a painter, watercolorist. Has been cultivating students around the area and cultivating art community around the area as well. So the Arrowhead Art Club art show sale will be this Saturday from 10 to 3. Magnolia Cafe is going to be there. They are this cafe in Carleton that is got great food. So you can do food and art all together on Saturday. And that's our week in art. It's a great one, as always.
I love it when we draw in other disciplines as we talk about these things, in particular when we start talking about snacks.
Amen. The two go very well together.
They certainly do. As long as you keep your grubby little hands to yourself and have a lot of napkins, there's nothing like art and food.
Absolutely. And oh my gosh, I can't believe I forgot. The biggest opening of all this week, Thursday, from 5 to 7 at the Kruk Gallery in UWS, Starfire, who is an artist and musician and just a force in our community. He started the Homegrown Music Festival, which has turned into this amazing, huge thing. He's sung and played and performed. He is having a quilt show, and I have been looking forward to this for no less than a year and a little over a year. When I asked him, I said, Scott, do you think that you would do a quilt exhibition? Because the quilts that I've been seeing that you worked on Instagram have just been stunning. Like he got into it. His mom was a quilter. He got into it. He's worked under the direction of Karen McTavish. Karen McTavish is just this amazing mentor for artists and quilt artists in our community. She runs McTavish Quilt Shop, and she has provided Scott Lunt with some really amazing instruction, and he has just taken that and run with it, and these pieces are art pieces. He has one that is that draws on Graham Parsons' nudie suit from Graham Parsons from the Byrds. Like, you think of that cover album with him with that amazing, just striking, that white suit. You know, with the bare chest underneath, it's just stunning. And he has created his own rhinestone version in quilt form. The quilt that I saw that I remember just being like, that is like so smart. He took the siding off of one of these buildings, the building that you first see when you come off Michigan Street in downtown Duluth, and made it into quilt form. Like, I think he just takes these quotes from the community and takes sort of our visual culture, our auditory culture, just our culture in general that we participate in, and does them in quilt form. Like, I look at them and I also think of them as like album covers. Like, each one sort of functions as its own album cover. I've never thought of quilts that way. So that is what I've been obsessing over for a year, and that will open this Thursday at the Kruk Gallery in Superior.
So if a quilt is an album cover, that makes you the LP. Just thinking about that. I'm just thinking about that.
I love it. I'm going to sing all day for on that one.
I think so. Annie, thanks a million. It's always a treat to talk with you, and we'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art, every Monday right here at 8:20 on KUMD.